me this year, I'm super excited about the fact that we've broken into more persona-based. So coming from a talent acquisition background myself, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head before. I want to sit in a room with like-minded people and learn from them. How did you do this? That's more of that thought leadership. And so, you know, I'll call out the HRIS track. That's a different persona. I don't have an IT background specifically. And so being able to get a group of customers from an HRIS professional in a group, having them sit together and really equip them. They're very proficient when it comes to ATSs. How do we equip them with the same knowledge specific to Phenom?
Welcome, 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 everyone. It is Thursday, noon Eastern time here just outside the booming metropolis of Philadelphia. And this, of course, is Talent Experience Live, your weekly look into all things talent acquisition, talent management, human resources. And today, I Am Phenom. Today, we are chatting about I Am Phenom Training Day, which is on the 23rd of April. You won't want to miss it. I'm going to be joined by Hannah Gregory and Danielle Dibner, and they are specifically going to talk about the 23rd of April, which is Training Day. We've revamped it this year. We've changed some things. There are new speakers that have been announced, so look out for those. And if you are a Phenom customer, it is something that you will not want to miss. I know Danielle and Hannah are going to get into the nitty-gritty details, but overall, it's going to make you better at your job. I think back to whenever you implement a new technology into your life, whether it is a phone, a car, or anything in between, even a video game system, a television, surround sound, Alexa, whatever it may be, it takes some time to get acclimated, to learn the tips and tricks of some of the pros, and that's what Training Day is all about. So without any further hesitation, let's bring Hannah and Danielle onto the program. Well, thank you both for coming. How is everyone today?
Great.
Doing fabulous.
Awesome. We are super excited to learn more about Training Day. Hannah, I know you were on last year chatting about it a little bit. But for those who may be unfamiliar, I want to ask you both, what is Training Day all about? Is it just an homage to the Denzel Washington movie, or do we get a little bit more into HR and talent acquisition?
Well, as much as I wish it was. Training Day is a customer exclusive training session. It's really designed to accelerate the enablement and the adoption of the Phenom platform. We will have Phenom experts from customer value, enablement, knowledge management, our product team, to really help collaborate on this jam-packed agenda.
Awesome. It's now, the one question that I have around that is, obviously we've had, you know, customers for a number of years, right? And is there still benefits for them to attend? Obviously, the platform is changing. There's always new stuff. But what is the main focus of Training Day? Is it for new users? Is it for experienced users who are trying to learn something new? Who and why should they attend?
Yeah, so we have designed each session's content based on the persona of a talent acquisition professional. So we recommend all Phenom customers come and attend, from our sourcers and coordinators up through HRIS and management.
So the whole gamut.
Everyone.
I love it.
Everyone should come.
Everyone should come to not just Train Day, but also I Am Phenom as a whole.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, lots of things from the marketing side, lots of things are different from the conference as a whole, right? We have revamped some of the stage. We've revamped some of the branding, as folks have seen. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you both, what is different for someone who may have attended last year Training Day compared to this year?
This is my favorite question. Okay. So this year, we're extremely excited to announce that we've actually asked customers to share the stage with us, tell their story. So not only can you expect a full day of learning from the Phenom experts here at Phenom, but you'll also get to see customers like United Airlines, Regions Bank, and MasterCard. So we're super excited to have them on stage sharing what they leverage the Phenom platform for, the change management with that, and what they're experiencing today.
That's awesome because, I mean, being employees of Phenom, I'm sure that we can talk about it regularly and how we would use it. But at the end of the day, neither of you work in talent acquisition, right? We don't know. Exactly. We don't know the intricacies, and every business is different, right? So when we leverage customers and some of their stories, there may be nomenclatures or ways that they use tips and tricks that
we wouldn't necessarily describe to others. So it's awesome to hear that, especially the list of companies that you kind of just rattled off there.
Oh, yeah.
Humble brag, right?
A little sneak peek. Absolutely. It may be live on the website, too. No.
And I can guarantee you later today we are going to have social posts about. I didn't want to steal the thunder from this episode. So a lot of the social towels for the speakers will be out later. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Like and share those. You can subscribe as well if you'd like. Now, there's oftentimes a discussion, right, around how folks learn. Some people learn by doing. Some people learn in person. Are there key differences between what happens at training day, aside from the customer speaking sessions, of course, but maybe topics and agenda and things that is different from our internal LMS system?
Yeah, absolutely. So training day is live. It's a space where customers can come and ask questions. They can bounce ideas off of one another. They can network with other talent acquisition professionals and interact with Phenom experts and participate in activities that bring to life the content that's in the Phenom Explorer system. So it's a live way, as you put it, for multiple learners to come and take what they need from each session.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I oftentimes when I try and do our InfoSec or whatever it may be, sometimes you try and multitask a little bit. I hope I'm not alone in that. But when you're kind of locked in a room, right, I imagine, you know, learning at a conference or something like that where everyone is on task and able to share thoughts, tips, tricks, and everything like that. So that is super exciting news. Hannah, you mentioned that everyone in the talent acquisition gamut is here. But I imagine that someone from the HRIS realm may not be too concerned with someone who is a recruiter persona or something like that. Danielle, I think this question may fall under your umbrella, but are there separate tracks for these individuals where maybe a recruiter doesn't have to learn about some of the integrations that happen and things like that? How are the tracks and how are they set up this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we have set up the tracks persona specific. Okay. So we will have recruiter, we will have sourcer, we will have HRIS as we talked about. And so they will be split up by AM and PM sessions. And the big, exciting piece about that too is that you get to immerse in that room with the individuals that are of the same persona for you. So you're not kind of bouncing around into different rooms. You have... When you're sitting there learning, you really have the opportunity to dive deep into that persona and that topic and then go from there as you need to. So you can register for recruiting in the morning and maybe talent management in the afternoon. It just depends on what you're working towards.
I love that. It makes me think of going to watch a football game like Sundays in the fall. I'm a Jets fan. Everyone on the program knows that. I don't want to sit in a Patriots bar, right, with a bunch of different people who are going to argue with me. So if I was to put my recruiter hat on again, I'd want to sit with recruiters, right? Maybe not someone who may be in talent management because we're focused on separate things, like finding a quarterback. Neither here nor there. I want to ask, we mentioned the customers that will be there. How much of an impact do they have on the content that was produced? Obviously, we haven't asked them to do our jobs. I would imagine so. But did they really kind of set the tone of what subject matter we were going to cover? What pieces of the platform, anything like that?
Yeah, so kind of related, they gave us feedback on how we did our jobs last year. We sent out a post-training day survey, and one of the big pieces of feedback that we received was that customers and attendees want more networking opportunities. They want to be able to engage with one another. So we really took that to heart and built in opportunity for attendees to interact with one another. Post-survey, we were able to put together kind of an agenda to accommodate that. So we're really excited to have customers sharing ideas with one another and using this year to bounce ideas off of one another.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I mean, you have to reflect on what went well and maybe what didn't go well last year.
Yeah.
It's nice that they were able to provide constructive criticism. And now we are here showing, hey, we heard, we listened. This is going to be different than last year. And we are here to help, right, in the future. Now, there's been a lot of buzz, specifically on Phenom socials, about the band O-Town. Danielle, I know you've had some comments on LinkedIn. I want to ask you, are they going to be in attendance? We mentioned some networking opportunities. It's not out of the realm for Phenom to put on concerts or anything like that.
is there going to be a surprise O-Town guest?
Well, I definitely wish. We can bring back Making the Band. And you might be surprised by this, but I did a little research of my own. And in fact, they will be performing in Philly a week after I Am Phenom. So I'm going to turn the table and say, Devin, can you get them at I Am Phenom?
I'm going to do my best. Big fan over here, as is
Love
my...
Love, Ashley.
Yeah. As is my daughter. So it's a little bit disappointing. We missed them by just a week. But if you want to extend your stay in the city of brotherly love, there's benefits to hanging out
absolutely
after I Am Phenom. So if they won't be there, Danielle, who is speaking at these sessions? Is it... We mentioned some customers. Are there phenoms that are going to be represented as well? Who are we excited to hear from?
Yeah, so you're going to see a variety of phenom teams, everywhere from customer value managers, customer enablement managers, product managers, knowledge management. As mentioned, we also have customers who are going to be speaking with us. So that's going to be extremely exciting. They're going to share change management strategies, implementation processes, all the good stuff that they want to know from one another. You're going to hear from people like William Haggins from Southwest Airlines and many, many more. So I definitely recommend checking out the I Am Phenom Training Day website. We've got the full agenda and all the speakers posted there. So
awesome.
Anyone curious can go and check out. And
yes, see. Please, please do visit the website. And it's definitely, I imagine, would be nice to meet some people in person. Right? No more Zoom meetings, no more Teams meetings. You get to have casual conversations, maybe over a Coca-Cola or lunch or whatever it may be, which segues me to my next question. We talked about networking, how there's going to be more. What does that look like for Training Day? Obviously, we have networking events at the event itself, but the 23rd, 12 hours is a lot of time, right? What do we have going on? I mean, is there bowling? I don't think there's bowling, but what possibly could be going on as far as networking sessions?
Yeah, the entire conference is full of networking opportunities, as you mentioned. But in Training Day in particular, we have, you know, break storing meals. We have our team set up from Mike Zorro, who you guys might have met before. He is on our user research team. So he's going to have a roundtable to collect user feedback. We will have activities set up during the actual trainings for you to network with groups of tables on strategy, change management, detractors, really making sure that you guys have what you need to be successful coming out of Training Day. And then we do have a fun event later in the evening where we will recognize the Phenom Talent Experience Awards.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm excited for that event. However, don't have too much fun at the event because the following day is the Rocky Run. I expect to see both of you there, which is a networking event. You get to have great conversations when everyone's out of breath at 6:30 in the morning at the top of the Rocky Steps. But
it was thrilling last year.
It was fun, it was right? Great. It's a good time. So that you can still sign up for that, I know. I want to ask you, is there still available slots for Training Day? Obviously, it's a hot tip ticket for the event itself because we do focus so much on the users and we have a plethora of them. Can folks still sign up and attend as of right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have limited seating. So I definitely encourage everyone out there to get your spot if you haven't already. But it is still open for registration. Yeah. Folks can go and purchase a ticket and make sure that they save their seat for them and their colleagues or their teams.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, the other question that I had, obviously we mentioned, you know, the event post Training Day, right? The celebration there. Is there an advantage to potentially having meetings throughout the conference week as well, right? I mean, not only are folks going to be able to attend Training Day, but I know for me, it kind of doesn't always click right away. I don't know if anyone's noticed that at home, but it takes a day or two and then a thought pops into my mind. It's probably just because I'm getting older. But what other sort of events and opportunities will folks have during the event itself to meet with customer success teams and so on and so forth?
Absolutely. So the night of I Am Phenom Training Day, we do have our customer appreciation gala, which will happen post-training. That's where we will honor our customers and recognize the nominees and the winners. So super excited about that. As far as throughout the conference, we have a customer value booth where you guys are able to come over and ask questions. We also are working today with our customers who are registered to set them up for maybe some other networking opportunities. So for example, if you're within the healthcare space and you want to talk to other healthcare organizations, making sure we set up some of those connections.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Super exciting stuff. It's going to be a jam-packed couple of days. I know I'm excited about it. It is the highlight of my spring, every spring. But I want to give you both the opportunity to potentially make, you know, the viewers at home give anything that we may have missed throughout this conversation that you wanted to hit home as well when it comes to Training Day or IM Phenom as well. I'll start with you, Hannah.
Oh man.
Put you on the spot.
Just come prepared to share and to engage with us, engage with other customers. Anything that you are dying to learn when it comes to, you know, what's best practice, what is going to help you in the future versus what's going to help you right now, whether you're dealing with onboarding to end users or reestablishing change management, or maybe you're implementing an add-on. There is probably someone in attendance that is going through something similar, or if not, has already gone through it. So yeah, just come ready to pick all the brains and take all the notes.
Just learn all of the knowledge. Danielle, how about you?
I think for me this year, I'm super excited about the fact that we've broken into more persona-based. So coming from a talent acquisition background myself, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head before. I want to sit in a room with like-minded people and learn from them. How did you do this? That's more of that thought leadership. And so, you know, I'll call out the HRIS track. That's a different persona. I don't have an IT background specifically. And so being able to get a group of customers from an HRIS professional in a group, having them sit together and really equip them. They're very proficient when it comes to ATSs. How do we equip them with the same knowledge specific to Phenom? That's going to help drive their organization's goals. So things like CRM configurations and our, it's our API, the job feed tool.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important to make sure that we kind of connect with that user group more.
Yeah. No, awesome. Awesome. I am excited to see how it goes. We'll be there. For Training Day. I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their Thursday. Thank you both for joining.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll see you soon. And I'm going to buy everyone O-Town tickets. I just decided. So if
you heard him, folks. Yeah,
that is it. But thank you so much. And we'll see you soon. Special thanks to Hannah and Danielle. I loved that conversation. So much information was provided there about the value that Training Day provides, about how much you'll be able to learn, network, and even do at the event right before, you know, really the main stage of things. I like to compare it to the Super Bowl, right? The Super Bowl is the mecca event here in the United States, but the reason why cities want it in their, you know, area, in their state, in their geographical location is because of how much more it provides. And I think the same thing can be said with IM Phenom. No, we're not charging $8 million for Super Bowl ads like that event does, but we do have so much to offer, so many events, so many learnings, and everything in between. It truly is the can't miss event of the HR Spring events calendar. So I look forward to seeing you there in Philadelphia coming up. And before we go, there is a new segment that has been going on for a couple weeks now, which is song lyrics that are both thought-provoking and everyone should know for the rest of their life and apply it to their daily lives. And with that, I bring you our next episode of Song Lyrics, which is Guilty Feet Have No Rhythm. And the reason why I say that is because if you don't attend IM Phenom and if you don't attend IM Phenom Training Day, you are certainly going to feel guilty about it. Don't take it from me. Take it from George Michael, only one half of the fantastic musical group Wham. That, of course, that lyric, of course, is from Careless Whisper. And it's one song that I listen to every day. Why? Because it is my ringtone. So if you call me and you want tickets for IM Phenom, know that that's the song that I'll be listening to. And I can't wait to see you in Philadelphia coming up this April 23rd through the 25th. 23rd, of course, is Training Day. But in the meantime, before then, I hope everyone has a happy, safe, and healthy weekend. And we will see you in Philadelphia next month. Thanks so much.
Talent Experience Live, of course, is proudly brought to you by the good folks here at Phenom, whose purpose is to help a billion people find the right job. Our intelligent talent experience platform, which helps candidates find the right roles faster, employees evolve in their current roles and beyond, recruiters achieve some next level productivity, and managers build better teams with data and analytics. And of course, all of this is powered by super slick artificial intelligence and machine learning. So head on over to phenom.com to learn more.